Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Burt Show.
About a year ago, Abby walked in here. Mo and I were completely clueless, and Kristen and Cassie saw it right off the bat.
I decided to get a nose job a year ago. Today, you guys had no idea that when you walked into work, you were walking into my one-year birthday party for my nose.
Happy birthday, nose!
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, 1 year ago today, I did the most insane thing I've ever done in my life. It was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life, and it's when I decided to shave off a part of my face.
It must be so weird at some point when everything heals. And you've been looking at your own face for so long, and then to see it healed and a different face must be almost very surreal.
There are some times where I take a photo, I'm like, oh my God, like it always kind of sticks out to me because it's so different. But then I'll look back at old videos of like us doing a segment on The Burt Show, and I'm like, I don't know who that person is. Like when I see a video of me with my old nose, I go, the first thing I go is, thank God I did that. And the second thing is that I go, I walked around looking like that for 26, 27 years. And now to me, this is just the new normal. And it was weird, like signing up to do it because it was so out of character for me. I never thought I'd be the type of person to get plastic surgery. I think I always thought that's what other people do. Other people get boob jobs. Other people get facelifts. Like, I'm not one of those people.
You felt like at that point, like, oh, if you're doing that, you're insecure?
Maybe. Or I think I just thought it was such like an extreme thing to do. I think in my mind, I was like, plastic surgery, which it is. And I want to make it clear throughout this segment, like, I'm in no way like endorsing anybody getting plastic surgery. I just think I just wanted to share my experience. And I just thought that it was such an extreme solution to, you know, insecurities or whatever. I just didn't think I would ever do that. And I think for a little bit, there was also maybe like some religious guilt in there as well. Like as a Christian, I think you're taught like you're supposed to accept yourself for who you are. You're made in God's image, like God made you perfect. And so doing something that's going to drastically change your appearance is kind of going against the grain of your religion and like the foundation of everything like you think you're supposed to believe.
If I was really made in God's image, I'd have better abs.
Yeah, I got the 12 pack.
I know. Like, I'm made in God. I'm like, God's kind of busted. If he, like, what part of God did I get? Like, why did she get the better parts? So I think it was April of last year. So not like 2024, 2023. I was like kind of dating around plastic surgeons. I was going to like a bunch of different places, just kind of like dipping my toe in the water and being like, maybe this is something I'll do. Like I've been wanting to do it for a while. I've been saving up for a while. Like I want to do it, but like, am I going to do it? And I would go to a doctor and I'd kind of, you know, be like, okay, I don't really like them. And then I went to another doctor and I was like, okay, well, they like did the Photoshop photo and I like the way my nose looks, but let me go to one more doctor. And then I finally found a doctor that I was like, oh, I actually think I would trust him to cut me open and like shave off a part of my face.
You were like Goldilocks, but instead of porridge, it was nose doctors.
It was nose doctors. I was like, this one's just right. So I found a place that made sense for me. And I think when you do something as crazy as plastic surgery, and I say crazy as like, you know, lovingly, because I did it, there needs to be a little bit of impulsiveness. You can't overthink it. And so I remember being in that doctor's office and I had gone to him a couple of times to like hash things out a lot. And I was like, okay, just take my money. And then I walked out and I got in my car and I was like, I just signed up to do a really big surgery. That's weird. And so then
that's
like,
going to alter your appearance.
It's going to alter my appearance.
You took the leap. You jumped. At some point, you got to jump.
Yep. And I remember for like the next couple of months, it's sort of like this thing that is just sort of off in the distance. And then all of a sudden you're like in a hospital room. For me, Mine was at a refurbished Walgreens. Like, the surgery center was, it was literally an old Walgreens. So you're doing this thing that your family thinks is crazy and the back of your mind you think is wild. And then all of a sudden it's December 19th and you're in your fancy Christmas pajamas rolling up at 8 a.m. to Walgreens. On the inside, it looks really nice. Like, it looks like your typical hospital, but you're like, what did I just sign up to do? And then all of a sudden you're in a robe and you're sitting there and you're about to get wheeled back. And it feels a little bit like a fast food line. Like, the dude before me was getting his ears pinned back, so he's sitting there like, and his head is all strapped, and you're like, oh my god, and they're like, we're just gonna give you some drugs to make you feel better. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. And then
it's like the bar scene in Star Wars.
It's terrifying.
What? What are you getting done?
I would love to ask the question, if anybody had signed up to do like some kind of plastic surgery, and you're there and you're in your robe and you're in your gown, like you're in all the things, and right before they're about to inject you with your, you're like, no, and you just call the whole thing off.
Oh, bail last minute, huh? All right, let's try this. 1-855-BIRCHILL.
That's definitely how I felt, because then you go from your comfortable little hospital chair to a metal slab, like you're a piece of meat, and they're just like, okay, night-night, and you're like, And then I remember when I woke up, the first thing I said was, I fell asleep, as if I wasn't supposed to fall asleep. Like, you know when you take a nap and you feel like as if you shouldn't have passed out? And then all of a sudden I was like, And now a part of my face is gone. And I just remember I started sobbing. I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever done. Why did I do this? Was so impulsive. I'm so dumb. Why did I do this?
I'm sure the drugs had something to do with
that. And the drugs probably had something to do with it too. And then you're just laying in bed, like super high on pills, thinking, like looking, you look like a monster because your face has just been mutilated. And you're like, what have I done? And I was looking back at selfies that I took when I got my cast off for the first time. And I remember thinking it looked so good because I was like, thank God I just look like a normal person, because my expectations were so low. I was like, I just want to look like a normal person. Like, hopefully I didn't just mess up my face. And I was like, oh my God, I look terrible. Because your nose changes so much. And I was looking at the transition over the last year, and even though it was crazy and even though it was hard at times, like, I'm really glad I did it. Good. Like, for me, it was right. Mm-hmm. And I think if you ever make any kind of big decision to change your appearance, like, you can't let any external circumstance influence you one way or the other. Like, don't get plastic surgery because you think it'll make other people like you, or you think other people will think you're more attractive. Like, it has to be a very personal decision that you have to live with for the rest of your life. So if it feels like it's something that you want to do, like, take it with a grain of salt, because it's terrifying, but I don't regret it 1 year later.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What do you get somebody who is celebrating their 1 year rhinoplasty anniversary?
Afrin.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.